Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Spring is when plans start becoming real. Trips get booked, calendars fill up, and if learning a new language has been on your list, starting now means that by summer, you'll already feel more confident speaking and understanding it. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. For over 30 years, they've been a trusted leader in language learning. Their immersive, intuitive method helps you naturally absorb your new language. No memorizing random vocabulary lists and no relying on translations. Instead, you learn by connecting words, visuals, and meaning in context. The way language is meant to be learned. With 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, and Japanese, and millions of users worldwide, Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Plus, lessons are simple and easy to fit into your day, whether you have 5 minutes in the morning or a quick break in the afternoon. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
He is one of my favorites, Ian Cummings from Pro Football Network. Follow him on X at IC_draft, IC_draft. Ian, how are we doing, buddy?
We're doing good. We're recovering right now from the very busy NFL Combine week, but a lot of valuable information that we gained, a lot of fun testing, athletic measurements, stuff like that. So a lot of information gained, but still a lot of time left until the NFL draft, free agency, the works. So we are just one step closer, still a long way to go, but happy to be talking ball with you.
If you go to ProFootballNetwork.com right now, you will see NFL Combine HQ right there on the front. You click on that bad boy, and you have all the invitees, you have player measurements, you have on-field testing, player comparisons, combine history, combine event info. I mean, you all went full all out for this bad boy this year.
And it's only getting better each day. Shout out to James and Ben, the guys who run the back end of this one. But I really just provide the draft info, so that's kind of boring, you know. But you go down to the prospect grades page, too, and you can find my composite grades and my subtrait grades for each prospect. And I am going through the process of cross-checking those now after athletic testing and, you know, final checks with the film, too. So still a long way to go. It's going to take a whole month, but we are still enriching this with all of the information that helps people have informative draft processes, better mock drafts, right? So everything you need to study. So that's the goal, to make it a one-stop shop. It's come a long way, still a long way to go, though.
How much value do you put in the RAS score, the relative athletic score, that has been made to be a thing on social media and the internet? People asked Brian Gutekunst about it, I think it was last year, and Goody shot it down, said, I don't know what you're talking about. You know, we use something similar to what you're describing, but I don't know what it is. I'm not quite sure I believe him. Either way, how much do you put stock into that?
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like Goody's being kind of slick. You know, you see the correlation with their, yes, with their drafting. I feel like the Packers in general are pretty big proponents of athletic scores. Now, I don't think teams use the relative athletic score framework that we use exactly. I'm sure they have their own internal systems and processes for weighing relative athleticism, right, and testing results. Not just testing results, I'm sure they have access to GPS data, too, like on-field metrics, like max acceleration. So it's probably not exactly like that, but as far as RAS goes as a concept, I do think it has a ton of merit, you know. And shout out to Kent Lee Platy, Math Bomb, the originator of it. He's done incredible work on it. But basically, I you know, teams have different thresholds, and some teams are a little more lenient when players don't hit the requisite RAS thresholds. But I think even if it's not even if it's not the same from a team standpoint, for the average draft junkie or, you know, team specific, you know, onlooker trying to learn more about these prospects, the RAS score can be a really great number for fully contextualizing what a player brings, how, you know, what their makeup is physically, right? Their brand of mobility, length, mass, height, how all of those things contextualize relative to people that have come before, right? So I think it's just another tidbit. It's not the end all be all. Obviously, you need to see how they move and play on film, their stylistic tendencies on film, how they win, technical and operational aspects that can't be conveyed with a athletic number or a testing number. But it's another very important piece of the puzzle for me personally, and I do pay attention to them, right? Obviously, I have my own athletic grades that factor in, because someone who jumps a 42-inch vertical, that explosiveness doesn't always translate one-to-one on the field, so you need a different grade for that. But it's another very important part of the process, and I think it's very important for contextualizing and kind of envisioning how these prospects play and how athletic they are.
Talking with Ian Cummings, ProFootballNetwork.com. Follow him on X at IC_draft. Green and Gold update brought to you by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. All right, give me a couple of guys that saw their stock rise a little bit here at the draft combine.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you got to start with Sonny Styles, right? I mean, the Ohio State linebacker was just out of this world, measuring at 6'5", 244, with almost 33-inch arms, running a 4.6 40-yard dash, 43.5-inch vertical, I think an over 11-foot broad jump, too. So just a freak athlete, and I know there were a lot of mock drafts that had him going in the teens. I don't think that happens anymore. I think, honestly, he's top 10 prospect and maybe even a top 5 prospect. Obviously, I know there's a lot of positional value arguments with off-ball linebacker, and they're not always viewed as valuable as edge rushers or offensive tackles, guys who, you know, impact the passer directly on every given snap. But I do think Sonny Styles has a level of versatility, usage versatility, being able to rush the passer. He had 6 sacks in 2024. He's got pretty good pass rush efficiency when he is allowed to pin his ears back as a blitzer, right? But then also, he's a former safety. He can play in coverage, and he's got great stacking and shedding strength coming downhill. He's a phenomenal processor, leader for the defense, too. So his profile is very, very, very good. I'll never say flawless for any prospect, but he is very close to a generational grade on my scale. So phenomenal player. Arvell Reese, his counterpart, is right there with him, ran a 4.46 as well, I think, at 6'4", 241. More viewed as an edge convert at the next level, but still the traits are there to mold. Dylan Thinneman, safety from Oregon. He started his career at Purdue. He had a phenomenal combine as well, 4.3, 40-yard dash, 41-inch vertical. Really explosive, and I didn't quite see that level of long speed on film, so that's one that I'm going to cross-check, but definitely see the fluidity, the explosion, the physicality, and he's another high IQ player. If a team can't get Caleb Downs in the top 10, Dylan Thinneman in the top 25 is a very, very good consolation prize. As far as other players, I think the linebackers...
Hold on. I'm going to interrupt you. I don't want to hear any more about these top 5, top 10 guys, man. We don't even have a first-round damn pick in Green Bay right now.
We're
picking in the second round. All you're doing right now is teasing me. Oh, boy, y'all need a linebacker. Let me tell you about this stud that's going to be
I'll give you some sleepers before the Packers pick.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah. Give me somebody that sucked and now may be there for the Packers pick in the second round that might be good value, or somebody that rose all of a sudden now that might be there in the second or third round that maybe what wasn't supposed to be there might be later in the draft. Somewhere in the area that the Packer fans can kind of be like, okay, these are a couple guys we want to watch and see what their pro workout days look like and start watching highlights of them on YouTube and that type of stuff.
For sure, yeah. I'll go with some offensive linemen first. I think Sebechi Nwaiwu from Oklahoma had a really good combine. He didn't test in the elite tier, but I think for the Packers in particular, who really like positional flexibility, he's a player who played at guard and center in his collegiate career. He actually filled in as a center late in 2025. They kicked him over from guard to center, and he played really, really well in the latter stretches. So I think 6'4", over 320, I think near 34-inch arms.
Okay.
And I think he ran a solid 40, had a good 10-yard split. Not the most explosive in the jumping, but in the on-field drills where you're asked to kick slide and redirect laterally, I think Fabeci Nwaiwu was a really, really good player.
Where are his strengths? Run blocking or pass blocking?
I would say he's solid in both. He's got heavy hands as a run blocker. He can reset the contact point, and he can seal out gaps. But then also in pass protection, I think his anchor is really strong. You have a guy who can align his base and, you know, match and redirect laterally to keep guys within his frame and stay square. So I think he's a really solid player. He's actually at the top 75 on my board. The general consensus seems to be that he's more of kind of a mid-round, round three, round four type. So if you can get him in that range, I think the versatility is definitely cheap with him.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Spring is when plans start becoming real. Trips get booked, calendars fill up, and if learning a new language has been on your list, starting now means that by summer, you'll already feel more confident speaking and understanding it. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. For over 30 years, they've been a trusted leader in language learning. Their immersive, intuitive method helps you naturally absorb your new language. No memorizing random vocabulary lists and no relying on translations. Instead, you learn by connecting words, visuals, and meaning in context, the way language is meant to be learned. With 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, and Japanese, and millions of users worldwide, Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Plus, lessons are simple and easy to fit into your day, whether you have 5 minutes in the morning or a quick break in the afternoon. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's another offensive lineman, Drew Sheldon from Penn State, I thought had a good workout too, and he's another one who's kind of in the round three range but has positional flexibility. He was a multi-year starter for Penn State, very good athlete who measured in, I believe it was 6'5", 313, over 33-inch arms, 31-inch vertical, 9'4 broad, and he looked pretty smooth in on-field drills too, but a player who played tackle at Penn State but projects well at guard and center, I think, with that positional flexibility. He's another player who acquires leverage well. He can transition his hips, and he's got a really good mix of upper-lower synergy and pass protection while also having that range in the run game. At corner, I would say Stephen F. Austin, Charles Demings. It was a really big riser, and I think for the Packers in particular, right, it's tricky because they really like that three cone at corner.
Yep.
They want guys with those agilities, and most corners didn't take the three cone. So we won't be able to, we won't have a true feel for whether he's a perfect fit until pro days happen, right? But Charles Demings, if you're looking for, if we know the Packers under Goody have really liked explosiveness, long speed, length at corner. And Charles Demings, he's 6'1", 193, 32-inch arms, over 10-inch hands too. So he's got mitts. He can contend at the catch point. 4.41 speed, 42-inch vertical, 11 broad, 1.53 10-yard split. So really explosive, fast, twitchy, agile, and he's a player who's been rising on my board the whole offseason because at the Senior Bowl, he came in, Stephen F. Austin, right, so FCS school, and he was one of the best corners at the Senior Bowl. He was really fluid over top breaks, something that I wanted to see more of. At the FCS level, his film is really good, but there are times where I questioned his fluidity and sync, and I think he really acquitted himself well there. He was competitive at the catch point. He was sticky in coverage. And then at the combine, proving that he's an A-plus athlete too. I think he's another one who's rising and could be a target for the Packers in the middle rounds.
We know the Packers love drafting guys from the Senior Bowl. I mean, if you're at the Senior Bowl, you got a chance that the Packers are going to like you. I feel like they draft more Senior Bowl guys than anybody, so that makes sense. So that's a good corner to know from Stephen F. Austin, talking with our guy Ian Cummings, Pro Football Network draft analyst. Right now, follow him on X at IC_draft. If you go to profootballnetwork.com right now, you'll see all the
combine headquarters numbers, stats, everything you possibly can want. Then they have the mock draft simulator on there that I do damn near every night as well. They got the real GM mock simulator on there too, where you have to make off the field decisions and all of that stuff before you even get to the draft. Then it simulates a season for you. It's so cool. Again, profootballnetwork.com. Make sure to check that out. What about defensive tackle? How deep is that position? Are there going to be big dudes in the middle of that line that the Packers can go get to stop the run?
Yeah, I think in terms of nose tackles, I think this class gives you a lot more of what you're looking for. I think this is a class that has a lot of depth at the nose tackle position. It depends on what kind of player type within that mold, though, because there are pure space eaters like a Darryl Jackson Jr., who's 6'5", 340, yep. Over 37 jumps.
That's who I want, yes.
Yeah, he's just going to occlude interior gaps. He's just going to just completely erase all movement, nullify yep. any movement, and make it easier for other players to get one-on-one. So, I mean, if that's what you're looking for, I like that. If you're looking for more of a guy that has a little bit more pass rush use but isn't quite as big, you're looking at guys like Big Citrus, Dominique Orange, right? Tim Keenan III is a pretty average athlete, but again, I think he has decent linear burst on film, and he's got a little bit of pass rush juice. He's a motor guy for sure. I think Lee Hunter bears noting. Again, I don't know if he'll be there.
He won't be there. Don't do this to me. I like that dude too. I don't think he's going to make it all the way to the bottom of two, do you?
Well, here's the thing. His explosiveness testing was pretty rough. And here's the thing, though. I guess if the testing factors in, I don't know if the Packers would take him anyway.
No,
right?
That's why they didn't take Devondre Sweat, by the way. He would have been nice in a Packer uniform.
Another one that I'll bring up, though, Nick Barrett from South Carolina. A really good nose tackle. He's stout. He's squatty. He did test very well in the explosiveness drills. And at the Senior Bowl, he was showing a little bit of pass rush juice, too. He's a little stiff in his hips. He's definitely one of those sawed-off guys who's not always super fluid or redirecting. But I love his stacking strength. I think he's another really sturdy guy who's just difficult to uproot. Devin Eastern from Minnesota is another one. He's a little bit bigger. He's more of a forklift power-type nose tackle who's not – he's not super squatty and stout, but he's definitely really tough to move just because he's got that amount of lean mass on his frame. But I also know the Packers like to pair three techs with their nose tackles too. So looking at some of the three tech disruptors, Caleb Proctor is one who really showed out at the combine. I think he was around 6'3", 291. It was maybe 6'2.5", 291, but 33-inch arms. So we know one thing the Packers really like too, Colby Wooden, Carl Brooks, that kind of mold, guys who are, you know, well-leveraged and lean, but also have good proportional length. And then Caleb Proctor, I think he ran a 4.79 40-yard dash, had a really good 10-yard split, and had well over a 30-inch vertical, I think over a 9-foot broad. So explosive player who was a Shrine Bowl standout, showing off that pass rushing ability. He had 9 sacks and 13 tackles for loss in his final season at Southeastern Louisiana. Obviously, the leap from the FCS to the NFL is something that some teams will feel differently about how the acclimation process is going to go. But I think he acquitted himself well at the Shrine Bowl and then proved that he's an A-plus athlete at the NFL Combine. So another player, if they double dip there, Darryl Jackson, Caleb Proctor, that's a great combo to have.
I'm all in on that. All in. Maybe you want to go help our guy Goody draft. I got one more question at the end here. It's a two-part question involving the only two Badgers that were at the Combine. And that's Vinny Anthony and Mason Rieger. How did they test?
Yeah, I thought Vinny Anthony tested pretty well relative to what I was expecting from him. I think he's not an elite athlete, and that shows up on film, but I think he tested well enough in the 40. He ran, I think, in the mid-4.5s, I want to say, and then had decent explosiveness drills, right? The appeal with Vinny Anthony is that he's a really, really good, just a utility player, right? He's got a full route tree. He's really savvy as a route runner and fluid, and he's got pretty good catching ability, too, in a small sample size. I thought that Wisconsin passing offense didn't always showcase his strengths. It was kind of, you know, he didn't always get a chance to take full volume, but he's a heady, you know, cerebral player, really well-rounded, and then a really good blocker, too, on film. So I think all he needed to do was test above average, and he did that. So that was good for him. I'm fully on board with him as kind of a mid to late day three guy who's going to fill out a depth chart and be a really good player. Mason Rieger is a guy who's also risen quite a bit this offseason. He was one of the best edge rushers at the Shrine Bowl,
yep.
Making good use of one-on-ones, showing that pass rush arsenal. And then at the Combine, ran a little bit slower in the 40-yard dash, but had a solid 1.61 10-yard split, 40-inch vertical, 10.5 broad. So that explosiveness testing is really good. And you got a guy who's 6'5", 251, so good size profile, a little bit under 33-inch arms. So shorter length and wingspan, but a guy who, again, is explosive enough, who has the lateral agility to offset tackles and stack counters. And then he's already got that working pass rush arsenal and had really good pass rush efficiency. So I think particularly for teams that have odd and hybrid front alignments, you get him rushing from 7-tech and wide 9 a little more. I think he's going to have a ton of appeal in the early to mid day 3 range. And I think he could be one of the steals of the draft if he can start to gain consistency with his leverage acquisition, because he does drift a little high with his pads sometimes. But a very good player who I think is definitely trending up.
ProFootballNetwork.com. Check it out. Ian, did I miss promoting anything while we were doing this interview? Or is there anything you want to hit on the way out?
No, just the mock draft simulator. We're improving it every day, adding more reports. The goal by the end of the month is to have a report for at least the top 300 players and maybe even more. So we're still adding information. If there's any feedback that you have for the mock draft simulator or the NFL Draft HQ, feel free to hit me up at IC_draft on Twitter, and we'll be responsive. We'll try and get anything that you guys want in there to make it the best product to make.
Did you see Tom Telesco, the former NFL GM, talking about how he was using mock draft simulators when he was GM and going over different scenarios and then bringing it in to his scouts and his team after he would do mock drafts at night to tell him, hey, if this scenario happens, what do we do? I got to be honest, I didn't really think these front office guys were running mock draft simulators on their own, but apparently they're doing it just as much as fans are.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of, and that's some extra motivation to make it the best that we can, you know, keep it up to date, you know, because I would like to think it's ours that he's using, but I know there's a lot of great ones out there, so I'm not going to extol the virtues of it. We're just trying to make it the best it can be, and for fans, for GMs, if they want to, alike, you know, it's all about exploring different outcomes, because you never know what's going to happen on draft day.
I love it. Y'all do a great job. Ian Cummings, ProFootballNetwork.com. Follow him on X at IC_draft. You'll hear him some more between now and the draft for sure. Ian, thanks for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Sparky. Talk to you later.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Bidding on a lighting project? Graybar makes it easy from design to delivery to job site logistics. Smart, scalable, and job site ready. Yep, Graybar does that.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor. With a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.